Hello, listener. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I really enjoy and love that you spend time to listen to what I have to say. It means a lot. The podcast is growing, and I'm loving hearing and just seeing the numbers grow. Having all of you guys listening, it just fills me with joy. So welcome to all the new listeners to the Tell the Story podcast. On this podcast, I am documenting my journey of growth. This is more of a coming of age podcast where I talk about topics and things that I'm learning and my points of views and thoughts during a moment in time in my life. And so I want to give a little bit of a breakdown to where I am right now. I've been wanting to talk about this for a while. I've been wanting to just sit down and talk with a microphone or a camera for a long time where I talk about my thoughts lately, because I've been thinking a lot of things that I want to share. And for me right now, I'm in a place that is great. I have gotten to where I want to be. I'm at a film school, enjoying it so much. Yet now I'm finding myself, I am not able to create videos that I really want to create. I feel like my productivity hasn't been so great. I've been slacking. I've been going to quick, immediate moments and feelings of, I don't know, I've been doing a lot of gaming and stuff that isn't making movies and being creative. I don't know. It's a weird state of mind. So I've been thinking a lot about the future, and it's something that is kind of scaring me, even though for as long as I can remember, I've been so excited about that joy of being free and being able to travel and go wherever I want. And so on the topic of like wanting to record this right now, it is pretty late and I have put off recording a podcast, even though I should, because I want to stick to my weekly goal, which I have been, which has been really nice. First thing really that I've stuck to, which has been fun to think about. Anyways, I'm here pretty late, actually pressing the record button. And so I was thinking a lot about today, what to talk about, because I wanted to record an episode today for Friday. And recently, I have been using my Kindle a lot. Yes, I got a Kindle. I think it was the best thing that I was ever, best gift I've ever received. And I've gotten a couple books, which I read quickly with Kindle Unlimited, and then that 30-day free trial ran out, so I haven't used it in a while. But I recently was kicked in the face by this book that has been recommended multiple times through the videos I've watched and the people I've interacted with, and it's called The Miracle Morning. And I've started doing it, and it's been pretty much changing my life. I bought the book on Wednesday, the 1st of March, and I finished it on the Sunday, which I think is the fastest I've ever read a book. And so I finished it and bought a book this morning, which is Monday, and I am pretty much halfway through it, a new book. And I'm reading faster than I have ever read in my life. And I've learned a lot of things from this book, and I don't want to just let it go over my head and not actually live by the productivity tips that I've been given. In The Miracle Morning, it was about making your mornings the kickstart into your day and in your future, to wake up with intent and get the right things done. It's more about waking up with a great attitude and having the motivation to get through your day. The main thing that was talked about was the goal for The Miracle Morning was to make every morning feel like Christmas morning. And I've done it a couple times, and I can honestly say it has felt like that, no matter how many hours I've slept, because of the mindset that you have. You wake up in a great mind space and motivation to get up and start your day. It's honestly amazing. So I highly recommend getting that book as quick as you can and reading through it, because it will change your life. And I've only literally finished the book last night, so it's quick change. And so it is drastic, but really nice to see that, because usually there's all these tips that fly around that never get you anywhere, but this book is honestly amazing. So in that book, I've been recommended a new book, which I bought this morning and have read about 8 to 10 chapters already. I'm loving it. I'm falling in love with reading, which I never thought I'd say, but the book that I've been reading is called Eat the Frog. I've read, I think, 8 chapters, yeah, today, and the tips in there are just too good to not share. And so I made, with Kindle, you can highlight anything. You can highlight like sentences you like, or even just a word, and the dictionary thing is really helpful, learning a lot. But with highlighting, it puts all of your highlights and notes in a little thing, and you can export it, and it sends an email to your Amazon account. And so I took all the highlights that I've made today, there's loads of highlights, and I didn't want to read through all of them again, so I used ChatGPT, the AI. It's honestly amazing. So I literally copy and pasted all the highlights I did, and I said, give me 5 of the top tips from this, and copy and pasted it in. And so I'm going to go through and talk about these tips and the advice the book gives, and how I'm going to go through it after this podcast and do all these tips. And I think I can't go through my day without sharing them. And so the first tip is, well, the first pointer is, the key to success is taking action, not just plans or talking about it. And so I think I'm on the roll to doing this, because I've been planning all day to record this episode with kind of scrambling about ideas, and I thought I'd just talk without really a script. And that's what I want my podcast to be, a place where I can just spill out my ideas and talk about ideas with other people. And so this is what I've done. The key to success is taking action, and that's exactly what I've done right now. I'm saying that a lot, but it is true. It's late, and I just thought I'd press record. And so I'm recording and talking about what I feel like has somewhat of a meaning. I hope you can learn from these tips that I've learned just today by reading a couple pages of a book. So I'll read it again. The key to success is taking action, not just making plans or talking about it. So whatever you've been making plans on or talking about for a long time, just take action and you'll get successful, or it'll be great. Like, I'm feeling so happy right now. I press recorded on this episode. Take action. Okay, second pointer that I really, really liked and had to share was, clarity is crucial for personal productivity. Define what you want, write it down, set a deadline, make a plan, and take immediate action. Don't just think of it as a thing. Clarity in like what your goal is and how to get there and the steps that you need. So break it down. If it's a big goal that you want to do, break it down into steps. I'll read it again. Define what you want. Find out what you want. Write it down. Set a deadline. Deadlines, I think, are really important, and I definitely struggle with them, but having planning with this podcast has been great, and have a couple episodes recorded before this episode comes out, so I don't ever miss a week. So that's helpful. Make a deadline for the episode. Make a plan. Sorry for the pause. Just thinking about setting deadlines. I set a deadline for when the episode comes out, but I also set a deadline for when to record it. And my deadline was to record this episode by Monday night, and it is actually Monday night. I am just making it. Anyways, make a plan and take immediate action. There's the action thing again. It's something I am finding is really important to waking up early and having your miracle morning. And I don't think I ever said what this book is called, but it's called Eat the Frog. Let me just talk a little bit about the book. I'm going off the topic a bit, but The title of the book is called Eat the Frog. I highly recommend getting it because I've read 10 chapters and I'm making a podcast about it. It's amazing. It's all about doing the thing that you don't want to do first. By doing that thing first, you have so much time to do all the other little things that might not be of big importance, but still just getting that one thing that say might be the most important thing. And this whole book talks about how to break it down and achieve and get through that difficult thing, get through eating the frog. It's a great metaphor and a great title. And I mean, 10 chapters have changed my view of thinking, and it's honestly amazing. All right, I'll move on to tip 3, which is concentrating on your most important task is the key to success. Achieve respect, status, and happiness in life. Concentrating on your most important task is the key to success. This book talks a lot about success and how to achieve it, and stories from other people and what other famous people who are successful, how they are successful, and concentrating on your most important task. I think that is, I'm saying it a lot because I think it is important. When you concentrate on the most important task, it might not be fun at all. It will be probably most likely the ugliest frog, and you will want to do anything in your ability to not do that. But eating that frog straight away and trying to get through the ugliest will just be so much more gratifying and nicer. Once you finish it, you'll feel so great. And yeah. All right, moving on to tip number 4. Successful people delay gratification and make sacrifices in the short term to enjoy greater rewards in the long term. I wanted to bring this topic up because when I read it, I sat there on the bus, because it's the time I have the most time to read, sat there on the bus and just looked out the window and was thinking how true this is. Successful people delay gratification and make sacrifices in the short term to enjoy greater rewards in the long term. I just can't believe how, like, reading eight chapters of this book has completely changed the way I think, and I bought the book this morning. It's honestly, that sentence is so true in my life. Successful people delay gratification and make sacrifices in the short term. The amount of times I have not made sacrifices and wanted to feel good in the short term, it has completely, like, ruined the long term goal. Like, sitting down and playing video games instead of getting my camera out and trying to film something. Like, the amount of times, like, all I want to do, all my goal is to create films that will make people sit there after they finished and think, wow, I got to do something with my life. I got to go out and seek discomfort. That's a whole nother podcast episode. But just sit there and make them think over their life and think about the joys, and make them sit there and think about how lucky they are in life and what they can do to help others. There's so many goals that I want to achieve, but I'm just sat here playing Zelda Breath of the Wild. What, it's not a bad thing. It's a great game. I do love it. I'm just saying that it is definitely stopping me from wanting to be successful in the long term, the rewards in the long term. Successful people delay gratification and make sacrifices in the short term to enjoy greater rewards in the long term. This is honestly ridiculous. 15 minutes into this episode, and this knowledge is, I'm so happy that I have this platform to share it with you guys. Wow, this is amazing. So, moving on, number 5, which is the last one, prioritization is important. Focus on activities, not just accomplishments, and discontinue lower value activities to make time for high value ones. I think this is, again, super important. These five tips are honestly groundbreaking in my life right now. I really needed this. By prioritizing going for high-value accomplishments and activities, we'll just be so much more benefiting in the long term. This goes back to the other one. Focusing on something that will better impact your life is just the 10 times better option than going over a low-value one. When you really think about it, here, I'm going to do this. I'm just going to say this out loud. When I'm going to make a decision in the future, I'm going to think about the two options. Which one is a higher value option that will help me in the long run and help me achieve my goals? And which of the two options is the lower value one? The one that will make me feel good in the moment but really get me nowhere? And I'm going to obviously go for the higher value one. I'm saying this over and over again to try and get this in my head that next time there's a decision to be made on whether I go play video games or chill or do something totally other than what I want to do, really, and I'm going to go for the higher value option. I mean, I've talked about this for about 20 minutes now, and I read this book this morning. Think I'm going to maybe finish the book tomorrow, which would be pretty amazing, but the amount of knowledge that I'm going to get tomorrow is going to be totally just reading is ridiculous. I never thought it was so great. For those of you who aren't readers, pick up a great book and read it. These two books I'm recommending, The Miracle Morning and Eat the Frog. Those books will honestly change your life. I'm only just started Eat the Frog and I'm making a podcast episode about it. I am trying to find clarity with where I want to go. And like that tip said, clarity is crucial to personal productivity. Define what you want, write it down, set a deadline, make a plan, and take immediate action. That is something I really want to do in my life because there are many times where I feel lost and don't know what to do. And so I'm going to read that to myself. I'm going to define what I want, write it down, set a deadline, make a plan, and take immediate action. I think those steps right there will completely change my productivity and my life. The Miracle Morning talks about how we all have our level 10 self, the best place that we want to get to, that amazing part where everything in our life is perfect. And a lot of us end up going for the lower value options and always stay at our level 1 self, level 2 self. And we always think, oh, we'll get there one day. We state that this is where we want to be and it's going to happen. But nothing's going to happen if we don't start making the decisions to go for the higher value activities and accomplishments and start going through every day and delaying gratification to make sacrifices in the short term to enjoy a greater reward in the long term. I'm repeating these because they're so groundbreaking. Like, have you ever thought of it like that? I know I haven't, and I just want to share it with you guys. I can't honestly say how thankful I am that whoever is listening right now, you've made it to the end of this episode. I could talk on for so much more and just rant about life, which I'm going to keep doing every week. I do want to bring back guests. It's just about having the confidence to ask people and I don't know. I'm still a very introverted person. So when you guys who are listening ask me about the podcast, I'll just be like, yeah, great. Thank you so much. Where in deep down, I am so grateful and thankful. I'm in my room alone right now talking to a microphone and I know that you guys listen. And I'm thankful. I could keep talking, rambling around. So have a great weekend if you're listening to this when it comes out, or day, or wherever you are in life right now. Just want to know that you're not alone, and there's so many people going through life exactly as you are, and Yeah, meet me back next week for another great conversation with me ranting about this next book I end up reading by then. So yeah, awesome. Have a great day. Love you guys. All right, see ya.